It was a massive one for me. Yeah. The WAKO Senior World Championships is the biggest competition that I could compete at, you know what I mean? So delighted to have come home with the win.
Now, we spoke to you last year and it was kind of off the back of all your junior success, to be honest. And at the time, it would have been discussing making a step up to seniors. So how many senior competitions have you competed in at this stage?
I've competed at the Senior Nationals now for the last 3 years. You know, that would be the All-Ireland Championships. And have done well in those and have gone on to represent the country for the last few years at senior level. But I'd have travelled to Turkey 2 years ago. It was my first, you know, time as a senior on the massive world stage, you know what I mean? And I actually didn't perform well at all over in Turkey. I lost my first fight there. I've been competing at other big senior events since and done very well at them. But the world and the Europeans are still the ones to win. So thank God that finally came through now last week.
Yeah, and it was on home soil because it was up in Dublin.
Yeah, it was in Dublin. Yeah. We're bidding for the World Championships there for numerous years and we finally kind of have the facilities, and Ireland are really recognised now, you know, for the kickboxing after all the achievements we've had. So it was great to actually have it at home.
All right. And tell us about your week, because there was a number of fights leading up to the success.
Yeah. Well, we'd have weighed in at the weekend and had a day or two to kind of recuperate and get the energy levels back up. And the competition started on the Tuesday. And my category actually wasn't run on the Tuesday now, because there's obviously loads of categories. So I started on Wednesday morning. And my first fight was against a Bulgarian. And she's tough. She was one of my hardest fights I actually had all week. And it was more mentally, I think, difficult for me than anything, because I was drawn against a Bulgarian in the first round 2 years previous, and of course that didn't go so well. So it was kind of a big deal for me to get over that fight and to beat her. Went on the next day then to fight a lady from Poland.
And sorry, Lily, these are all knockouts, were they?
These were all unanimous decisions. It was all based on points.
Okay.
Yeah, so I beat the Bulgarian in the first round. And do you mean it's a knockout system kind of
thing?
Yeah,
as in if you'd lost, you were out, yeah?
Yes, you're dead right. You're dead right. Yeah, once you lose a fight, you're out of it. We don't have any back doors, so to speak. So we moved on to the next day then, as I said, fought the Polish lady. That was fantastic. Great boxer. So it was just to kind of get past her hands, really. She'd be kind of tough inside. I went on then to beat her, and I fought a Greek girl in the next round. Again, she was a bit like the Bulgarian. She loved to kick. And then I met a really tough lady in the final, an Italian girl called Christiana. I fought her a few times previous, so we kind of knew each other inside out. And that was the last one. That was the final.
And what was that fight like?
It was tough. It was really, really hard. To be honest, now I've beaten her the last two times I fought her, and it was going through my head, you know, will it be the third time lucky for her now, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And but she's a bit smaller than me, so she's strong. You know, she's stocky and loves to get inside my leg and kind of bang away hard on the inside. So the aim was to kind of keep her out, use the tactics, and get through the fight. And it was fantastic. I actually won it well enough in the end. So absolutely delighted with that.
And the fact that you were at home, I imagine there was massive support there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was fantastic. I had family up there. I had friends. My boyfriend was up there. Of course, we had the coach. The whole team were behind me. Do you know what I mean? Because by the time you get to the finals, all eyes are on you, because all the matted areas and the rings, they take them all down, and there's only, you know, you're kind of the only one out there, so to speak. So everyone was there cheering and shouting, so it really made a massive difference.
It sounds like an unbelievably intense week, Lily. You must have been exhausted after it.
Oh, wrecked. Absolutely wrecked. I think I described it as a marathon when I finished.
Yeah.
Because it's just tough going. You know, you get up in the morning, and of course, from the moment you wake up, the nerves are kicking in and wearing you out. And once you have a fight finished, you're delighted with yourself if it's gone well. Everything seems to settle down for a while, and then a few hours later you start thinking, oh sure, I'm going to have to do this all again tomorrow, and the same thing happens, you know what I mean? So you're constantly having to be on the ball and thinking about what you're eating and are you getting enough rest, and you know yourself, like. So it was a great week. It was brilliant.
What's the quality of the fights like when you're watching your fourth or fifth fight in the week? Because that's a very intense schedule. But what's the quality of the fights like when you get to the final stages?
Well, absolutely massive. Do you know, like this, once you start getting to the semi-finals, when you get to your first round of the World Championship, you're expecting a high standard because everyone who's competing in that section has won their national title and has gone through all the selection processes to be there in the first place. So, you know, you can be drawn against the world champion in your first round. Do you know what I mean? But by the time you start getting to the semi-finals, even the quarters, it's tough. Mm. It's really tough. Do you know, people in those, at that stage, mean business.
And was there anything that you did differently this year in preparing for these worlds? Like, was there a change in your technique or training or anything like that?
Do you know what? Not really, to be honest with you. Like myself and my coach have been kind of working towards this competition for the last 2 years. So I really had my eyes on a medal. I wanted gold, of course, but you know, any medal at all was the goal this year. So we kind of took it slowly. We didn't rush it. Usually, you know, as you said before, the juniors was kind of my time of success. And I would have been very much prepared for around September time. So this year I didn't want to kind of peak too early, so to speak, in the September. So we just kind of slowed it down a small bit at the start and took our time. And it was very much tactical based this year. It was all tactics. You know, the fitness training, all those things were the exact same. But it was all the tactics that kind of changed and my style of fighting a small bit, you know.
Excellent. So yeah. It's probably unfair to say you exceeded your expectations, but have you reached this goal sooner than you would have expected in your senior career?
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest with you. That's actually a really tough question because, you know, when I started out as a senior, I assumed that I would have success because I was successful as a junior. I kind of took it for granted, so to speak, you know. And I always, when I went to Turkey, I kind of thought, sure, this will be grand, you know. I'm well used to doing well at juniors. It'll be fine. And I was really blown away when I went over there, you know, the standard that was over there and the expectation I felt was so high. But to have lost that in the first round really took all the pressure off me. So coming up to this competition, I kind of thought, like, if I perform well here now, I could definitely get a medal because I've been performing well in the other senior competitions and I've beaten a few of the people that would be in this section. I knew I could do it, but I think the gold medal was always... It was always in the back of my mind that I could do it, but I never really wanted to say it in case I jinxed it or something, you know?
Yeah, so, maybe it comes from that defeat you had in Turkey, but what I like about when I'm talking to you is, despite all your success, you're still very excited about this, and it you'd swear you were talking to somebody who had their first major success.
Yeah, no, well, you know, it's like I'm doing it all again from the start, you know, like once you turn senior, you kind of, not that you would forget about your junior successes at all, sometimes... Some of the junior fights I've had have been tougher than some of my senior fights, but you know it is really a different ball game, and I'm over the moon that I won it. To be honest with you, it's massive. It's always been my life kind of long ambition was to win the world championships at senior level. So the fact that I ticked the boxes as a junior, this was the final stage really. So it's great.
Oh, it's brilliant! And are you still working out of West Cork Kickboxing Club?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah. Turning away West Cork Kickboxing Club with Ian Kingston down below, and he's flying it. We actually, in our discipline over at the World Championships, we came second out of all the countries. I think there were 60 or 62 countries competing.
Wow.
And we came second. We won the same amount of gold medals as Russia, which is something that if you'd have said that to us even 5 years ago, we'd have said, no, that's not going to happen. That's unrealistic.
Mm.
And Ian Kingston and another man, John Mackey from Dublin, were the two instructors and coaches, and they're really to be thanked for all the success this year.
Brilliant. So what's next for you, Lily?
At the moment, I'm trying to focus on getting my degree.
Good
I'm
stuff.
In fourth year and trying to juggle fourth year college, and I'm teaching in a school at the moment in Macroom. So between teaching and college and kickboxing, it was kind of really, really intense last few months.
It is.
So the focus now is to try and get the degree, and our national championships will be kicking back again around the end of February, the first round. So I'll have to get myself back in gear pretty soon.
You will indeed. No fear of you at all, Lily.
No fear of me.
All right.
Look,
all right. Well, best of luck with the college work in the meantime. Make sure you enjoy Christmas, and look, the best of luck in the nationals. Well done on your World Championship
Thank you so
success
much.
Last
Lisa,
week.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.